Grab your favorite granny and get ready for some laughs, because this week's discovery digs for clues with a couple of elderly investigators. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Typically, retired women in books spend their time drinking tea and enjoying handcrafts, but in Ghostbusting Mystery, the first shady Hoosier detective agency adventure by author Daisy Petals, two little old ladies from southern Indiana take charge of the hunt for some disruptive dancing ghosts. The story follows senior sleuth Ruby Jane Wascom and her best friend Vinnie as they fight to remain gainfully employed by their struggling detective agency. Though their boss prefers to work with the living, he's also desperate for jobs, so he agrees to let RJ and Vinnie accept a case investigating the appearance of what seems to be ghosts with big light-up butts at the old abandoned Wyatt Mansion. But when their investigation leads them to the discovery of a long-dead skeleton, it turns into something much, much bigger. Now, with its quirky small-town characters and plenty of madcap misadventures, Ghostbusting Mystery has a whole lot more personality than its rather generic title may suggest. RJ and Vinnie make a wildly entertaining team, like an elderly Stephanie Plum and Lula. RJ is the more responsible of the two, the voice of some kind of reason, while Vinnie is that crazy great aunt that you can't help but love. She's as wild and crazy as her thrift store fashion sense, and she's the life of every party. RJ may be a bit more cautious in her actions, but Vinnie is the one who dives right in without a second thought. On top of these two lovable old investigators, though, there are plenty of other entertaining characters. And of course, there's just a hint of romantic possibility, too. And it all comes together in an amusing whodunit. But is it worth hunting for ghosts with these elderly adventurers? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're in need of a good laugh on a rainy afternoon, you're sure to get just that from these spirited sleuths from Knobby Waters, Indiana. It's all completely silly and over the top, so don't expect a serious mystery. But it's certainly a fun-filled first installment in what promises to be a wild and crazy series. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Ghostbusting Mystery by Daisy Petals is 172 wild and wacky pages long and is available from Hot Pants Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.